Equilibrium by Evie Wilmore. Read by Kate Daubeny. May 1903. There is surely no more fitting place for a disgraced housemaid to take her life than on the hidden stairs that slide beneath the Wapping wharves into the Thames. Out of sight, they plunge into the lower reaches of the river, flights of stone and wood that at low tide lead to quiet shores, but, when the business of the river is in full flow, pass utterly unseen beneath significant exchanges played out on grand piles above. The tide is on the turn, but Martha cannot see that in the darkness. What she sees is the detritus of a day's unloading, as it smacks and scrapes in waves against the warehouse walls, broken crates and barrels, used, discarded and forgotten, left to soak and sink beneath the surface until they bob up, bloated and unrecognisable for what they were. And so she makes her grateful descent into the water, feeling for the slimy steps one at a time so she will not slip and scream and lose her nerve. The river rises through her, billowing her skirts to catch their drift and draw her in, gently numbing from the outside what longs to die within. So when her feet no longer meet the steps, and she must hang in the water until she swims to sink or turns back in fear, she is not afraid, but only relieved at how the water welcomes her. Alone at last. The current toys and plays a while, but with a few silent strokes she has struggled out beyond the wharves, their lamplight glimmering on the water round her face. It is so much easier in the dark, all care of progress easily abandoned in the beauty of the all-forgiving night. Alone at last. And for the first time ever, there was always someone there, from home to home to house, one family to another, and even when Rafe had had enough of slipping her between his crested sheets, too many people quick to take her in, but not with condescending pity, but with shame that clogged the workhouse ward with all its tales of woe and wistfulness and what might have been. Even sweet Epiphany. Martha! The sirens call for me, like Dad always said they do for drowning men. Martha, am I too late?